sights and sounds of the National Hot Rod Association. Can you smell that nitro? Is it burning your eyes and nose? There's nothing like the sights and sounds of a nitro funny car warming up. Hello, everyone. This is Mike Hague from Race Day San Antonio, and welcome to a special podcast here at RaceDaySA.com. Well, all four point leaders in the NHRA Camping World Drag Racing Series finished the job on Sunday as Steve Torrence, Matt Hagen, Erica Enders, and Matt Smith all claimed world championships during the 20th annual Dodge NHRA Finals presented by Pennzoil at the Strip at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Now, today's special podcast here at RaceDaySA.com will feature all the action that took place over the weekend in Top Fuel, Funny Car, Pro Stock, and Pro Stock Motorcycle. Now, while you're listening to this podcast today, be sure and check out my website, RaceDaySA.com, where I have a full story with results, pictures, and all the important information you'll want to know what happened this weekend at the Dodge NHRA Finals that were presented by Pennzoil out there at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the Strip at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Now, today I'm going to go through the four professional classes again, and that's Top Fuel, Funny Car, Pro Stock, and Pro Stock Motorcycle, and I'm going to give you kind of a little quick rundown of what happened, and we're going to hear what the drivers had to say after the race. First up, we're going to talk about Top Fuel. Now, when the action started in Top Fuel on Saturday during qualifying, all eyes were on Doug Coletta and Steve Torrence because the points championship was going down in a battle between those two drivers. But it was Billy Torrence and his son Steve Torrence who powered their way to the top two spots in Top Fuel qualifying on Saturday. Billy Torrence went down the track in 3.728 seconds at 325.30 miles per hour in his 11,000 horsepower Capco Contractors dragster, with his son Steve, who was just a step behind him. Steve went down the track in 3.731 at 330.39 miles an hour. This was Billy Torrence's third career number one qualifier this season. Now, before we go any further, courtesy of Fox Sports and the NHRA, here's Alan Reinhart with the run and the call with Billy Torrence in Top Fuel.
Leah drives into smoke. 372, Billy just took the number one spot away, 325 miles an hour. So Billy qualifies number one, and he takes away the potential free ride for his kid in round two.
Now, Doug Coletta, he qualified third with a time of 3.746 seconds at 327.74 miles per hour. Now, to claim his first world championship, he'll need to win the race on Sunday, then have Steve Torrence lose in the opening round. So that set up a huge first-round matchup between Doug Coletta and Rookie of the Year Justin Ashley. And once again, courtesy of Fox Sports and the NHRA, here's a run in the call between Doug Coletta and Justin Ashley.
The lightning-fast reaction times, the signature of Justin Ashley's year. Can Doug Coletta match him? They both leave in the 40s and they get to the finish line. Ashley wins the race and Steve Torrence is the 2020 Top Fuel World Champion. 370 with a zero for Justin Ashley as Torrence being informed of the result. And he will move on to round two, 3.736 seconds, 325 miles an hour for Steve Torrence. Steve Torrence, NHRA President Glenn Cromwell at the top end of the racetrack, and Steve Torrence is about to climb on stage.
Glenn Cromwell hands the 2020 Camping World NHRA Champion Trophy to the three-time champion, Steve Torrence. And as Steve, as you make it up here, you told us in Houston that this is much more than just winning. In the year that you get married, the year you find out you're going to be a father, Your friends and family are watching at the starting line, and Dom has already texted Bobby and said, I love you.
Man.
What makes this one different?
Everything you just said. And, you know, first and foremost, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because I fall short a lot, and everybody sees it. And it ain't something I'm proud of, but I'm proud of those boys. I'm proud of that team. Richard Hogan, Bobby Lagana, every one of those guys, they give heart and blood to be out here and do this. And it's unbelievable, really. I mean, 3 championships in 3 years and the success that we've had. We're a couple of hillbilly pipeliners from East Texas, and to be out here and do this is unreal. And so I can't thank those guys at home enough that worked so hard and keep us out here. Can't thank my mom and dad to support me, my wife that supports me. And man, I don't get emotional much, not this way, so this is different. But everybody, thank you for the support. Thanks for everything. It's unreal. And Doug Kalita is the fiercest competitor out here, and those guys have fought hard so many years, so long. And I mean, you want to kick yourself in the butt for doing, robbing that guy of it. But you know, it's truly a blessing to be here. This will be, I mean, I've had a lot of highlights in my career, and this is going to be right up there at the top of all of them. Thank you so much. Thanks, NHRA. Thanks, Camp World, for coming on and making this possible so we can keep racing. We appreciate everybody and everything that goes in to make this happen. And it's, now we got to go finish our business. We don't want to just get by on the skin of our teeth, and that'd be an insult to Kalita. So we're going to do the best we can.
Congratulations to your NHRA Camping World 2020 Top Fuel Champion, Steve Torres.
And that's right, blow those train horns. They were blowing those horns for Steve Torrence on Sunday after the race, after winning the title there. And that's a big tradition that they normally do. Now let's go ahead and talk about Steve Torrence for a second. He became just the third driver in the NHRA Top Fuel history to win 3 straight world titles. Very impressive. Now, he finished the year with 4 victories that continued a dominating stretch that has included 24 wins. And he now has 3 championships over the last 3 seasons. And also want to mention that Steve Torrence even missed the first race of the season and got behind in the points. Had to chase down Doug, and he passed Doug, and then he ended up defeating Doug there for the championship on the last day of the season here. Now, in the quarterfinals, Billy Torrence had a bye and ran unopposed. Steve ended up defeating Troy Bluff in the second round. Justin Ashley defeated Leah Pruitt. Antron Brown defeated Clay Milliken. Now, that set up a semifinal match between Steve Torrence and Justin Ashley, and Antron Brown and Billy Torrence. And in the semifinals, it was Steve Torrence defeating Justin Ashley, and Brown defeated Billy Torrence. That set up a final round matchup between Antron Brown and Steve Torrence. And what a round that was. Antron ended up beating Steve on a hole shot. Antron went down the track in 3.759 at 315.34 miles per hour. Steve crossed the finish line in 3.740 at 322.19 miles per hour. And once again, courtesy of Fox Sports and the NHRA, here's Brian Lones with their winning run in the call for Top Fuel.
It's the favorite. This is their 11th career final round together. They are tied 5-5 lifetime. Who leaves with a rubber match maker? Here we go. Steve Torrence was a day late, and he's going to be a dollar short. It's Antron Brown on a hole shot. 3.759 seconds, 315 miles an hour, and perhaps a race that all of us have waited to see this man win again, and he just did it.
Oh, Brian, you can hear him up here. You can see the excitement. Antron, yes. A Wally is back in your hands in over 2.5 years. On a hole shot, you picked that win up. How good is it to get this monkey off your back?
It feels great off my back. It's the whole team effort, and we stay true to it. We're working hard, looking forward to next year. But this Matco Tools team, all our distributors, everybody, Global Electronic Technology for coming on, Steve Bryson, his wife Samantha, the whole family, everybody stuck with us, man. TRD and all the people at Hank's First. The thing about it is it's a process, and we just never gave up. When the chips were down, we're beating ourselves up. But the main thing is we stay persistent to beat that resistance, and it's right here, baby. Right here in Vegas. Hold on, you got it.
And a big congratulations goes out to Antron Brown there for beating Steve Torrence in the final round. First win in over 2.5 years. Now, this was the 51st career victory that he had. He beat Tony Schumacher, Clay Milliken, and Billy Torrence again to reach the final round on Sunday. So good job, Antron Brown. Now, a little bit earlier, I mentioned Justin Ashley winning the 2020 Rookie of the Year Award. The 25-year-old from Plainview, New York, races strutmasters.com Top Fuel Dragster powered by Manscaped to a victory in the rain-delayed NHRA Summer Nationals this year. He qualified for every national event during the 11-race season. He led the category in reaction time advantage and secured 10 round wins. The second-generation Pro Stock drivers of Mason McGahey and Kyle Koretsky were also eligible for the award, which was voted on by the National Panel of Motorsports Journalists, and I was one of those journalists on the panel, and I ended up casting my vote for Justin Ashley this year. So once again, congratulations goes out to Justin Ashley for getting the 2020 Rookie of the Year Award. Now next up, we're going to talk about what happened in Nitro Funny Car. Now, the action in Funny Car started on Saturday, and it was all eyes were on Matt Hagen, Tommy Johnson, and Jack Beckman, who are all Don Schumacher Racing Funny Car drivers. They were all battling for the points championship. But it was the other Don Schumacher Racing driver in Funny Car who shocked everyone, Ron Capps. He picked up his first number one qualifier of 2020 and the 25th of his career, powering to the top spot with a run that was clocked at 3.902 seconds at 327.98 miles per hour in his 11,000 horsepower Napa Auto Parts Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat. Now here's Brian Lones with the run in the call with Ron Capps taking the number one spot in qualifying.
Carry some momentum through this session, 3.963 seconds at 285 for Wilkerson, but Ron Capps goes to the number one position.
Now, with Ron Capps taking the number one qualifying spot, that set up a first-round elimination matchup between he and Chris Morrow, as Don Schumacher Racing seeks its 14th straight victory in the class and a sweep of the 2020 racing season. Now, Capps bumped his teammate Matt Hagen to the second spot. Hagen ran down the track on Saturday with a qualifying run at 3.911 at 327.82 miles per hour, and he met Cruz Pettergon in the opening round on race day on Sunday. Now he leads his DSR teammates Tommy Johnson Jr. and Jack Beckman by 45 and 52 points going into Sunday's final rounds. Johnson ended up qualifying fourth on Saturday with a 3.915 at 319.14, and Beckman starts race day Sunday from the 10th position. Now with the race being a points and a half scenario, a round win is worth 30 points, meaning that Johnson or Beckman would have to finish two rounds ahead of Hagen to win the world title on Sunday. So, speaking of Sunday, here's what happened. Beckman gets beat in the opening round, which knocks him out of contention, but he was beaten by Paul Lee, who went down the track at 3.933 seconds at 327.82 miles per hour, and he defeated Beckman, who went down the track at 3.975 at 317.05 miles per hour. Now, Tommy Johnson and Matt Hagen both won their first-round matchups. Johnson defeated Jim Campbell, and Hagen defeated Cruz Pettergon. In the second round, we had Hagen defeating Paul Lee and Johnson defeating Bob Tasca III, which set up a very interesting matchup in the semifinals between Capps and Johnson, and then Hagen met Alexis DeJoria. Once again, courtesy of Fox Sports and the NHRA, here's Brian Lones with the run and the call between Capps and Tommy Johnson.
The two crew chiefs step away from their vehicles. The tension is high here. The semifinal of Nitro Funny Car, Capps Johnson. Ron Capps is 68 on the tree, and at the finish line, it is over. Matt Hagen's the world champion. Ron Capps is going to the final of 3.906, and Tommy Johnson Jr., 3.94.3, he got outrun.
And the Camping World Funny Car World Championship is going to go into the hands of Matt Hagen, presented by the president of the NHRA, Glenn Cromwell. And Matt, as you make it to the stage, you got to sit.
Yeah!
Oh, his entire team is up here right now watching as well, guys. Matt, you got to sit in your funny car and watch Tommy Johnson go out. You knew you won at that moment. This race, this championship came down to the last race. Describe the battle it took to get to this moment.
It's been a dogfight the whole time. This race this championship was for my brother. I lost 3 years ago, and damn, it still hurts, you know, but this kind of stuff, he's riding with me. We had to battle it out. Dickie Venables, those guys, I just can't say how proud I am of each and every one of my guys, man. They bust their damn ass every day, and I try to drive the wheels off this thing. We got a hell of a team. Don Schumacher Racing, Dodge SRT, Penzel, Mopar, everybody that's been a part of this, I just can't say thank you enough. I love my team, I love my guys, I love everybody that allows us to do this. And I also love our NHRA fans. They're the ones that allow us to do what we do. They support our sponsors and allow us to come out here and get this adrenaline going at 300 miles an hour. And I just love it. I mean, my guys, Camping World, thank you for picking up this sponsorship and coming out here and giving us a place to race. I don't know, I'm in awe with my guys right now.
And a big congratulations goes out to Matt Hagen there for winning the NHRA Funny Car Championship. Now, we'll come back to him in just a second. Now, with Caps and Hagen winning in the semifinals, this guaranteed a season sweep of victories for Don Schumacher Racing. And that set up a huge matchup between Caps and Hagen in the finals. Once again, courtesy of Fox Sports and the NHRA, here's Brian Lones with the winning run in the call in the Funny Car Finals at Las Vegas.
The two friends, Venables and Tobler, look across the racetrack at each other and nod. They savoring this moment perhaps even as much as their drivers. Both cars pre-staged. The last pass of Funny Car in 2020. Oh, a huge explosion for Ron Capps, and Matt Hagen runs the table. 3.914 seconds at 326 miles an hour. Matt Hagen gets another wind light, and Ron Capps gets another face full of fire.
Matt got out of his funny car and joked, "I feel like I just did this." Well, Matt, you have won the championship trophy and the event trophy in the same day. Could there be a better feeling?
No, it's a great day. I mean, honestly, you know, I just still can't say enough about Dickie Venables and his crew and what they're doing. I mean, I'd love to sit here and say it's all because of me, but it's just not. I mean, I got a great car and a great team, and you know, they're just putting a great race car underneath me, and this Dodge SRT Hellcat Funny Car is running its ass off, and I can't wait for next year. I really, really hate that this is our last race. You know, I mean, we have so much more to accomplish, but you know, we'll get ready during this offseason. Don Schumacher Racing, just want to say thank you so much for letting me drive your race car.
Now, Hagen won for the third time there in 2020. It was his 36th career victory, and he handed Don Schumacher Racing its 14th straight victory in the class this season. Now, Hagen also clinched his third world title when Don Schumacher Racing teammate there, Tommy Johnson Jr., lost in that semifinal round, and he finishes the day in the championship fashion. He went down the track there at the end in 3.914 at 326.40 miles per hour in his 11,000 horsepower Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat Red Eye. He beat Caps in the final round there. Now, the funny car was dominated this year by DSR drivers as they won every race again in 2020, but it was Hagen who came out on top and won the championship. Now, Hagen reached the finals again on Sunday by beating Cruz Pettergon in the opening round, Paul Lee in the quarterfinals, Alexis DeJoria in the semifinals, and he ended up knocking off Caps there again in the final round. Now, for Hagen and Antron Brown, this gives Don Schumacher Racing its second straight double up in the Nitro categories and its 67th overall. And once again, a big congratulations goes out to Matt Hagen there for winning in Nitro Funny Car, not just the race, but the world championship as well. And next up, we're going to go to Pro Stock. Now, on Saturday, all eyes were on Erica Enders along with Jason Lyon and Jay Coughlin Jr. because the Pro Stock Championship battle was going down between those three drivers. Now, the Summit Racing Equipment KB Racing Pro Stock team of Greg Anderson and Jason Lyon impressed everyone with their qualifying rounds on Saturday. Anderson took the top spot, and Jason Lyon, who had also had championship aspirations in the final race of his Pro Stock career, followed in second. Once again, courtesy of Fox Sports and the NHRA, here's Greg Anderson's run in Pro Stock on Saturday during qualifying.
Greg Anderson blisters the front half of the racetrack. Wow, 6.601.
Once again, Greg went down the track in 6.601 at 206.73 miles per hour in his Chevrolet Camaro to claim his second number one qualifier this season and his 106th in his standout career. He's also an eight-time Vegas winner, and he opens the elimination rounds on Sunday against Aaron Strong. Meanwhile, Line heads into Sunday's opening round after going 6.635 at 206.39 miles per hour. That brings him within 47 points of leader and defending world champion Erica Enders heading into Sunday's elimination rounds. Now, Erica really struggled on Saturday. She qualified 12th, and she will take on her elite motorsports teammate Alex Laughlin in the first round on Sunday as she seeks back-to-back world titles. The third championship contender on Saturday during qualifying was Jay Coughlin Jr. He qualified 9th, and he was 55 points behind Erica heading into Sunday's round as well. It's also going to be his final race on Sunday because he's retiring from pro stock racing. So let's talk about what happened on Sunday. Jay Coughlin Jr. gets knocked out of the first round on Sunday when he was defeated by Aaron Stanfield. Stanfield went down the track at 6.687 at 205.82 miles per hour, defeating Jay Coughlin, who crossed the line in 6.667 at 205.29. So Coughlin is eliminated from the race and also eliminated from the championship as well. Now, Erica went down the track and defeated Derek Kramer in the opening round. She went down the track at 6.662 at 205.47, where Derek crossed the line at 6.636 at 205.57. But here's the big shocker. Christian Quadra in the Ford Mustang defeats Jason Line, knocking him out of the race, knocking him out of competition, giving Erica the championship. Quadra goes down the track at 6.691 at 204.98. Jason crosses the line at 6.653 at 205.51, and he was defeated on a hole shot by Christian Quadra. Once again, courtesy of Fox Sports and the NHRA, here's Brian Lones, Bruno Massel, and Tony Pettigron with the run and the call between Christian Quadra and Jason Line.
Well, he has 0.08 of a second. He's 0.002. Jason Line is looking at the finish line stripe, and he loses on a hole shot. Erica Enders is your 2020 Pro Stock World Champion in stunning fashion. The immediacy of the emotion overwhelming Erica at the top end, and I am speechless.
We talked about 0.06 of a second. He found 8, goes 0.00 on the tree. I mean, I don't think Erica saw it coming, and none of us saw it coming, and we thought maybe as the race played out, obviously Erica was in the lead, but no one expected it to go down in round number one like it just did.
An absolutely stunning, stunning finish in Pro Stock for Jason Line's day. We talked about the situation with Jack Beckman and Funny Car, and it is Christian Quadra with a 0.002 reaction time finishing the job for Erica Enders. The emotion at the top end of the racetrack as Erica Enders is your 2020 and now four-time NHRA Pro Stock World Champion, the winningest female champion in NHRA drag racing history, surpassing Shirley Muldowney and Angel Sampei. Amanda Busick is with her.
For the fourth time, a championship trophy is going to go in the hands of Erica Enders, presented by the NHRA president, Glenn Cromwell. And Erica, as you make it up here to this stage, we watched you doubled over in emotion seeing Jason Line go out. You made a post this week that said, I can and I will, watch me. Where do you draw your strength from?
The good Lord above, Amanda. I mean, it's no secret that I've struggled this year. The last couple of years, honestly, it's been an uphill battle for me. And, but I gotta give a lot of credit to my sister. She stands beside me, she stands behind me, she takes my back even when I don't deserve it. And she's the best friend I could ever ask for, as well as my father, who gave me the mental strength to get through any of this. But my team, I want to tell you about these guys. I speak so highly of them, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. But Rick Jones, Mark Ingersoll, Ricky Jones, Richard Freeman organized the most perfect group of people. They handle me as a female amazingly. But Chase Freeman, he's my road dog, my one-man wrecking crew. I have Dave Hollywood Howard here, who's a former pro stock driver, working on my team. But for the engine shop, Kyle Bates, Jake Hairston, Kendall Long, Steven, all of these guys, they give their lives to this as well as we do. And I could not be more proud, but I have to give a big, deep thank you to Mark Melling and his family for not only sticking with us, but for stepping up to the plate when this year has been the most challenging year we've ever seen. Gallagher, People Lease, Transportation Impact, and Camping World is stepping up to the plate for us. Al Rondon and Mellow Yellow for
from my heart to yours that you guys mean the world to us, and thank you for what you've done for our sport. But I'm so happy, Amanda. I've never been in a situation like that where I've depended on other people to handle it for us, and the Quadras are amazing. He did an awesome job being 002, my teammate Alex, but gosh dang, I'm so blessed, Amanda. I love this life I get to live.
Past and present, she leads the women of the NHRA in championships. Your 2020 Pro Stock Camping World NHRA winner, woo! Erica Enders.
Now, Erica ended up going on to win the race at the end of the day when she faced Kyle Koretsky in the final round. He went red, and she got the easy victory, which set off an emotional celebration for her. She rolled to her fourth victory of the season, and it was also her 29th career win in pro stock as well. Now, again, she reached the final round on Sunday by defeating Alex Laughlin in the opening round, Troy Claflin Jr. in the quarterfinals. Then she took down number one qualifier Greg Anderson to reach the final round by going 6.643 at 206.39 miles per hour in her Melling Performance Elite Motorsports Chevrolet Camaro. And then she finally beat first-time finalist Kyle Koretsky again there in the final round when he went red. It was her seventh career win in Vegas and the second straight at the facility, finishing off a very challenging year in a great manner. And once again, big congratulations goes out to Erica Enders, four-time Pro Stock World Champion. All right, we're going to wrap up today's special podcast with Pro Stock Motorcycle. Now, the action began on Saturday with Pro Stock Motorcycle qualifying, and all eyes were on Matt Smith to see if he could hold on and win the championship in Pro Stock Motorcycle this weekend. But it was Eddie Krawick who kind of stole the show on Saturday during qualifying. He won the previous weekend in Houston, and Eddie continued to stay hot in Pro Stock Motorcycle by vaulting to the number one spot with a track record run of 6.818 at 198.12 miles per hour on his Harley-Davidson FXDR motorcycle. It was his second number one qualifier. Now, once again, courtesy of the NHRA and Fox Sports, here's the run and the call for Eddie Krawick in qualifying.
Both make a pretty nice move here. Taking it to the house. 681. Holy smokes. Eddie Krawick, 198 miles an hour. Are you kidding me?
And what a huge run that was in qualifying on Saturday. Once again, it was his second number one qualifier this year. His first one came at the opening race of the season. It was also his 48th number one career qualifier as well. Now, the victory last weekend in Houston kept him in the championship hunt, and he's going to open up elimination rounds on Sunday against Corey Reed, and he trails Matt Smith by only 8 points in the point standings going into Sunday's opening round. Now, Matt Smith on Saturday, he qualified second with a run at 6.82 at 198.38 miles per hour, and he's going to face Krawick's teammate and three-time champion, world champion there, Angel Sempe in the opening round on Sunday. Joey Gladstone qualified third with the 6.893 at 195.56, and Scotty Polachek, who is 86 points behind his teammate Smith, remains in contention as well, and he took the fourth spot in qualifying with a run at 6.900 at 196.04 miles per hour and qualifying on Saturday. Now, on Sunday, Smith's championship dream finally became a reality when Eddie Krawick fell in the second round. He also did his job on his Denso Stokcef MSR EBR by beating three-time world champion Angel Sempe in the opening round, and then he knocked off defending champion Andrew Hines a round later. Once again, courtesy of Fox Sports and the NHRA, here's the run and the call between Eddie Krawick and Hector Arana in the second round on Sunday.
Hector gets 6 hundredths of a second. Check it out, down to the stripe. It's enough. Matt Smith wins the championship. 6.94 for Hector. Wins it on a hole shot.
Andrew Hines going to try to beat him for pride because of the fact he is a very hardcore competitor. And Hines drops a 005 reaction time on Matt Smith. And as they go down the racetrack, that will not be near enough as Matt Smith, 687.5 at 196 miles an hour, an express trip to meet Amanda Busick to receive a championship trophy.
Well, I'll tell you something. There's a guy in Hot Springs, Arkansas, Mark Stockseth, who is just celebrating right now because his guy pulled out the big one. You know, he had some heartbreaking losses over the last few weeks of some failed parts that have kept him down and even made this a close race. And Matt Smith has prevailed. He's kept his head up, and he's done a heck of a job with that team. And his wife is just elated down there waiting for him to make that turn.
This was Angie Smith reacting at the top end of the racetrack when Hector Ana Jr. did what he did to Eddie Krawick as Matt makes the corner.
Well, Matt Smith is up here in the winner's circle to receive his fourth championship trophy from the president of the NHRA, Glenn Cromwell. And Matt, as you make it to the stage, every season seems to have a theme. With their fourth championship in your hand, how do you define this year?
Man, this was a long, hard deal today. That group played their cards right and paired up against me in the first round and second round. But to be the champ, you got to beat the champ. And I beat the champ last year right there. So we are the champ. This Denso, Lucas Oil, Mark Stockseth, Greg Butcher Trucking, Strut Masters, everybody helps me. Elite Performance, thank y'all. I couldn't do it without all of y'all.
Congratulations to your 2020 Woo! Pro Stock Motorcycle NHRA Camping World World Champion, Matt Smith.
Triumphantly hoisting the trophy at the top end of the...
Now, Matt Smith, who's a four-time champion now, was a step ahead of the class for most of the season. He qualified in the number one spot five times this year. He won twice, and he advanced to the final round three different times. He also won the Mickey Thompson's Pro Bike Battle and became the fourth rider in Pro Stock Motorcycle history to win four Pro Stock Motorcycle World Championships. However, in the semifinal round, disaster struck for Matt Smith. He faced Steve Johnson in the semifinal round. When he went up to the line to start the race, the motorcycle would not start, and it broke down. Johnson ended up going down the track in 7.073 seconds at 188.49 miles per hour. Now, Matt Smith's wife, Angie, she defeated Hector Ana Jr., who went red. Angie went down the track in 6.950 seconds at 192.17 miles per hour in the semifinal rounds. That set up a final round matchup between Angie Smith and Steve Johnson. And once again, courtesy of Fox Sports and the NHRA, here's the final round run between Angie Smith and Steve Johnson. Here's what happened.
Moment of high tension here. It'll be yet another race and a new race winner. We've had only one person win two races this season. It was Matt Smith. Every other race has been a different racer in the winner's circle. Steve Johnson's 0-11, Angie Smith is 0-77. In one of the most improbable moments of the 2020 season, it is Angie Smith outrunning him by 76 ten-thousandths of a second. Steve Johnson had it by the neck off the starting line with that 11 light, but Angie Smith had Matt Smith horsepower.
Oh, and look at her raise that trophy. Angie, on the day that you celebrated your husband winning another world champion, you get to make a memory of your own today. What is this moment like for you?
You never know when you're gonna get back here, and I'm so emotional. Just words to everybody, never give up on your dreams, and you can do anything if you put your mind to it. I just wanna thank Denso and everybody that supports us, Mark Stockseth, Elite Performance, Strut Masters, Greg Butcher Trucking, Lucas Oil, everybody that helps us. Most importantly, I want to thank my team. They have built me up, and they have told me to never give up. This one's for them. And Matt, I love you. I know sometimes I'm a pain in the butt, but you know what? We got it done today.
Congratulations.
Yes!
And there you go. That's Angie Smith there winning for the second time in her career with a winning run that was clocked at 6.917 seconds at 194.83 miles per hour on her Denso EBR motorcycle. She beat Steve Johnson there in the final round. She also advanced to the championship round again by defeating Katie Sullivan in the opening round, Scotty Polacek in the quarterfinals, and Hector Ana Jr. in the semifinal matchup there. And once again, congratulations there. What a way to finish out the 2020 season with Angie winning the second career victory there for her and Matt Smith taking the title, world championship title in Pro Stock Motorcycle. And that about wraps up today's special championship podcast for the NHRA. Once again, this is Mike Hague from RaceDaySA.com. Be sure and check out all my stories and blogs, photos, interviews, and a whole lot more at RaceDay San Antonio. That's RaceDaySA.com. Hope everyone has a great week, and I'll see you soon.